Oxford University's Nuffield Department of Primary Care Health Sciences has a growing graduate studies programme for clinical and non-clinical researchers.
So my name's Claire Boyder, I'm a GP in Oxford and I'm also in my second year as a Wellcome Trust clinical fellow.
So Claire, would you like to tell me a little bit about why did you get into research?
Well, I did a science degree before I did medicine, so I think I've always been really driven to understand sort of the theory and the science that underpins clinical medicine. And I still remember doing my first ever research project as a final year student in my Bachelor of Science degree and just being really fascinated by the whole process of research and about how you can find evidence gaps, ask questions and try and look for answers. And that really inspired me to become to do the Academic Foundation Programme, which is basically a way for junior doctors to combine academic and research training. And then following on from that, I then did an academic clinical fellowship, which meant I combined my GP training with research, and that was also based in this department. So for me, it was really important that I continued in research when I was thinking about sort of career options after the academic clinical fellowship. And so the Wellcome Trust DPhil, or Wellcome Trust PhD clinical fellowship, was a really brilliant opportunity for me. And I suppose I should also answer why I wanted to do primary care research as well, because I think that's important. And over some 90% of patient interactions in the UK are based in primary care. But what's really sort of difficult is that the vast majority of research is all based in secondary care. So I have always felt that research in primary care is really neglected. And there's just a really important need for good quality research in general practice. So yeah, it was a brilliant opportunity to be able to work in this area. And I think the other thing that I feel is, as a clinician, we all want to do what's best for our patients on our clinical days. On my clinical days, I'm always thinking about what's best for this person right in front of me. But I feel that being a researcher is really just an extension of that, but actually doing what's best for our patients is also thinking about how can we change the system that we've got now? What areas are neglected? What areas do we need to understand more about? What evidence needs to be collected? And so it's really just an extension of that sort of compassion that you have for our patients is also really driving a lot of my need to become a researcher.
Okay, so what's your research area? Why did you choose it? And what are you aiming to achieve?
Well, I've always been really fascinated about diagnosis in primary care. So all my work so far as a on the foundation programme, but also as an ACF, was all based on diagnosis. And I was spending a lot of time looking at diagnosis generally, or diagnostic errors, or those sorts of things more vaguely. And I was really interested in just trying to understand one particular area in a lot more detail. And I've always been interested in sort of cardiovascular research. And when I was thinking about applying for the Wellcome Fellowships, I saw that there was an opportunity to study heart failure, and that one of the questions really was diagnosis in heart failure. And so that was really interesting for me. And it fitted, or it aligned very well with the work I'd done before. So as I mentioned, I work on heart failure, which is a really common clinical syndrome. It's really the end point of most cardiovascular diseases, so particularly things like ischemic heart disease and hypertension. And really what happens in heart failure is that the heart as a pump fails, and so patients present with symptoms such as shortness of breath or fatigue or ankle swelling. And heart failure is, as I mentioned, a very common syndrome, but also is associated with very high mortality, so it's unfortunately greater than some common cancers. And morbidity is also really difficult with heart failure. Patients have very poor quality of life, and as a GP looking after heart failure patients, it's something that I always find just massively important to understand more about. And one of the things that's particularly neglected in heart failure is really issues around diagnosis, because almost all heart failure research is done by cardiologists. Of course, by the time they see patients, they've got the label of heart failure. And one of the areas that's really important in diagnosis of heart failure is that essentially GPs find it very difficult to pick up patients with heart failure. Lots of recent research has demonstrated sort of missed opportunities for diagnosis. And it's also that not only if patients do present to their GPs, the GPs often don't diagnose it or think it's a respiratory problem and don't realise it's heart failure, but also lots of patients who have heart failure don't even go to the GP. They think it's normal to be breathless. They say things like, well, I'm 75, so I'm bound to be a bit breathless. Or they just order a taxi rather than walk anywhere, or don't leave the house because that's easier. And then they don't realise that there's a reversible condition. So I think I'm really inspired to try to improve the diagnosis of heart failure, and my work is actually on screening for heart failure, because it seems that other pathways just aren't working. So we're trying to look at whether or not we can actually opportunistically and also systematically look for heart failure in patients who might be at risk.
Okay, so you're a Wellcome Trust Clinical Fellow here in the department in Oxford. How's your experience been so far?
So, as I mentioned, I think it's a fantastic opportunity to do these fellowships. And I think I've really enjoyed thinking about the problem, thinking about what the evidence gaps are, thinking about how we can approach them with different research methods, and really developing all of that into like one cohesive project. So I've really enjoyed that aspect of it. I'm looking forward to sort of getting more results, which is happening over the next, over the last month we started to get quite a lot of results coming through. And we're going to be presenting at the SAPSI conference, which is the Society for Academic Primary Care. So that's a national GP conference in July. So that's a really exciting sort of event for us. There are certainly days when it can be a bit stressful, combining academic and clinical work. And I feel now I've got sort of a really clearly defined project and my goals clearly developed. I'm feeling that I'm enjoying the process even more.
Okay, so there are various different fellowships you could have applied for as a default student. Why did you specifically choose the Wellcome Fellowship?
Well, I suppose it seemed like a really natural progression for me following the foundation programme and then the Academic Clinical Fellowship to look for any fellowship that combined research with clinical work. And these fellowships were specifically designed for clinicians, for GPs who wanted to do primary care research. So they just seemed like an amazing opportunity. Plus, I was interested in the heart failure project, which was actually presented as an option when I applied for the fellowship.
You're also a part-time clinician. So how do you fit your research alongside your clinical work?
So that's right. Well, I do academic work on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then on Wednesdays I have my clinical day. And I don't work at all on a Friday because I've got two young children, so that's my day at home. And in general, I think the academic and the clinical do complement each other very well. I'm often quite happy on Tuesday nights to see patients because you get that sort of chance just to use a different part of your brain and approach problems in a different way. Have to admit, by the end of Wednesday evening, I'm quite happy to go back to research work as well. So I think the two do work well together. There's definitely times when it's stressful, and obviously both jobs are quite demanding in very different ways. But overall, I think I'm very lucky to have this opportunity.
And for anyone who's thinking about applying for a Wellcome Fellowship, what advice would you have for them?
Well, as I've mentioned a couple of times, I think it is an amazing opportunity. It really launches your academic career. It's allowing you to really gain lots of skills, lots of experience. And by the end, you should be able to flourish as an independent researcher. And there are very few opportunities like that, particularly in primary care. I think you've got to pick a topic that really, really inspires you. It's going to be something that you'll be doing for years and years. And so you've really got to find a question that really interests you. And I think what's massively important is just getting a really supportive supervisor who really understands what you're doing and the sort of context of what you're working, how you're working, that they understand that you're a GP as well, that you've got those demands too, so you can develop sort of a feasible and realistic project within the timelines. And I think just really important just to ask for support whenever you come across problems, because there's always a lot of support around and a lot of training, but it's just making sure you look for it.